Adam Loker here, reporting for National FFA. We're joined by Joe Miller of Case IH. Joe, why has Case IH decided to support National FFA for 75 years?
Adam, Case IH is very proud of our 75-year sponsorship of the FFA. We go back 75 years. Our parent companies, or earlier companies, the J.I. Case Company, as well as the International Harvester Company, both started sponsoring the same year. So for Case IH to say 75 years, it's been the entire family, the entire brand has been doing this for a long time. So it's what we do. We're very proud of the sponsorship. We're very proud of working with the students, working with the advisors, and really working toward helping grow that next level of leadership in the agricultural community.
And your support is very appreciated. And because of that, what value do you see within FFA members that makes you feel like it's an asset that is worthy of supporting from your standpoint?
I think that obviously we're an agricultural focused company, so the ties between the FFA and agriculture are very tight. But when you look at the students themselves, I mean, these are leaders in their communities. They're leaders in their church, or they're leaders in their school. They're leaders in their 4-H activities and different things. So these kids are really growing and developing as leaders. They're going to be leaders in the agricultural space. They're going to be leaders in their own personal and professional development as they go forward. So we find it to be really rewarding to talk with these kids. You know, the creed says, I believe in the future of agriculture. It's never clearer than when you talk to these young kids at the National Convention, just how bright that future of agriculture can be.
You are interested in making a significance of the leaders within the FFA. What are you as Case IH doing in the agriculture industry to become a leader? And how is that showing off here at the Expo?
Well, it's a great question. We've taken a leadership position in this company. Case is 180 years old, so we've been leaders in this business for 180 years. But we look at what some of the cool, innovative things that we're bringing today. We are standing right next to our new 50 series sprayer, which is completely revolutionary in how it applies chemicals to the crops and helps to reduce overspray drift, as well as keep taking care of the operators for long hours. And on the other side of the display, which falls under what I'm responsible for, is our Magnum 400 demonstrator, which we affectionately call the Black Knight, which is really taking some of that 180 years of Case innovation and bringing it forward in a commemorative edition to go out and show track leadership, horsepower leadership, and overall innovation in the precision technology space as well.
I can tell by the way that you talk about the FFA and Case IH that you have a pretty good understanding and possibly a background. Were you involved with the FFA yourself as a student?
Yes, Adam, I was. I started in the Rochester, Indiana FFA chapter. My daughter is actually an eighth grader now, so she's a junior member going into that and very excited about FFA. Went through, got my state degree, my American degree, was involved in a lot of the different CDE events and have a ton of fond memories, not only just at national conventions, but state conventions and then just regular chapter meetings where you really do have lifelong friends. A network of peers to come to the National FFA Convention is fantastic. I see people that I competed against in high school as well as met in college and live with in college, and now you see at the convention as we're all doing our own different things in the same field. So it's definitely a great organization.
That's for sure. And for some of those people out there who maybe are more unsure of the point or the value of FFA, what are some of those real skills that you developed as an FFA member and that you see other FFA members across the nation that have these skills that are important for their careers in the industry?
Yeah, I think leadership is the first one, and I think that's a real easy one to say, I'm going to be a leader, and FFA certainly prides itself in that. And you probably an answer that gets thrown around a bit too much, but it's very true. The other one's professionalism. When I talk to the kids from all over the United States as they come through here, they're all very professional, they're courteous, they're dressed professionally, they've got good manners, they're used to competing. When you compete, you win and you lose. So it's a local CDE event, you can win, you could lose, but you learn. And you gain confidence in your ability to handle not only the victories, but sometimes the defeats. And how do you learn from those defeats to make yourself better? Overall, it's just a great way to grow young people into responsible adults.
Thank you very much. This has been Joe Miller from Case IH. Thank you, Joe, for talking with us today.
Thanks, Adam. Appreciate the time.
This is Adam Loker reporting for National FFA.